This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The hidden cost of poor leadership communication. The lesson every infrastructure leader ignores until it costs them millions. What happened? Team Pedge & Inc. released a report examining how leadership presence or the absence of it directly affects performance and revenue in critical infrastructure sectors. The findings argue that poor leadership communication is not a soft problem. It has a hard price tag. The report positions leadership visibility and presence as measurable business variables, not personality perks. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: your silence as a leader is a message. And in high-stakes industries like energy, transportation, and utilities, that message is almost always misread as indifference. The Pedgen report does something smart. It puts numbers around a problem that most executives wave off as culture stuff. When you quantify the cost of disengaged, invisible leadership, you force people to stop dismissing it. That is a communication strategy worth studying. Data is not just evidence. It is permission for your audience to take the conversation seriously. The moment you attach a dollar figure to leadership absence, the room stops nodding politely and starts paying attention. But here is where most leaders still fail even after reading a report like this. They confuse presence with volume. They think showing up means talking more, holding more meetings, sending longer emails. Wrong. Presence means your people know where you stand, what you value, and what happens next. That requires clarity, not frequency. In critical infrastructure specifically, the stakes of communication failure are not abstract. A plant manager who cannot clearly communicate priorities to a shift supervisor creates a chain of small misalignments that compound into safety incidents, missed targets, and turnover. The Pedgen report frames this as a revenue problem. I frame it as a clarity problem that produces a revenue problem. Fix the clarity, you fix the cost. The actionable lesson here is to audit your visibility as a leader, not your calendar, your signal. Ask yourself, do the people who work three levels below me know what I care about most right now? If you cannot answer yes with confidence, you are already paying the hidden cost the report describes. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on leading to uncertainty gives you a framework for communicating with enough clarity and confidence that your people can function without you in the room. That is the real test of leadership presence. Not whether you showed up today, but whether your message did. The takeaway. Before your next team communication, whether that is an email, a briefing, or a hallway conversation, write one sentence that completes this prompt. What I need you to walk away knowing is, if you cannot write that sentence in 30 seconds, you're not ready to communicate yet. Draft that sentence first, then build everything else around it. This is the single habit that closes the gap between leaders who are present and leaders who are merely busy. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.